It's 17 minutes to eight. 100 years ago, the First World War was in its final days, a conflict during which British soldiers were issued with postcards bearing standard messages. I am quite well. I have been wounded. A way of controlling the information received back home. German soldiers, however, received blank postcards. And one young man, Otto Schubert, used these to paint pictures that he sent to his fiancée in Dresden. Together with his war sketches, they've just been published in a new book, as Sancho Berg reports.
December 8th, 1915. Dear Irma, I will now send you a series of cards that depict our daily life as vividly as possible. Each card has a number. You write to me, please, if you have received all numbers. The series depicts one day. Hopefully you will get them all regularly.
The words of Otto Schubert on a postcard to his fiancée Irma. He was 23, a German conscript on the Western Front. His writing, in pencil, is squeezed around the edge of a watercolour self-portrait. In his buttoned-up tunic, cap tilted on his head, Otto looks to one side with a slightly mournful expression. Somehow, in the pauses between fighting, he'd found time to sit and paint and send scores of pictures home. Professor Irene Gunther found the cards when she was clearing out her parents' house.
I did one more run-through of the shelves in the room that we call the library. And on the top shelf, I found a few things that you couldn't see visibly from the floor. And in one of those envelopes was this sort of bundled-up stack of cards. And I undid the rubber band to see what they were, and I was just stunned. They were exquisite. And then when I looked at the postmark date, I realized, oh my gosh, these are 100 years old.
23rd of December, 1915. Dear Irma, 1,000 greetings, Otto. The mail has been delivered. Good cigars and more. A letter. But in the newspaper, there is nothing about peace.
And he pictures it very neat and tidy. They're usually either looking at newspapers or drinking coffee or something like that. You know, the German term gemütlich, sort of comfortable. It almost jars the viewer because that's not what we expect to see. When I ended up discovering also his war sketches, which are visceral, they're what we imagine the war to have been, it became clear to me that these missives from the Western Front to her told one story, and these war sketches told a completely different story.
The war sketches, which Otto Schubert kept with him, show men lying in the mud between craters and leafless trees. There are grim scenes from the trenches, from field hospitals. The postcards, however, had to get past the military censor, which may explain the limited content of their messages, all about the post or friends and family back home, and why the pictures mostly show tranquil landscapes, portraits, and local people going about their ordinary business, like a painting of a French family in a snowy landscape, huddled together on a cart, drawn by a tired-looking horse.
9th of February, 1916. Dear Irma, French family out for a ride. Good trip. With heartfelt greeting, your Otto. Hopefully we will get our pictures soon and I can send you one of them.
You know, if you look at the government propaganda and the fierce fighting on the Western Front, you don't expect for him to hope that they get home safely or that they have a good trip. And so it seemed to me as I worked through them and worked through them, there was this deep longing for life as it had been, whether that was for the French family or whether that was for Otto and his fiancée Irma.
The flow of postcards stops suddenly in April 1916. Otto Schubert was fighting in the Battle of Verdun. He was seriously wounded and left the army. He married Irma, became a professional artist. He survived the Second World War too, though Irma was killed in the bombing. He died in East Germany in 1970. The postcards were in America because his second wife had sent them to Professor Gunther's father, an art historian, hoping for an exhibition. Now Professor Gunther hopes they'll be seen and appreciated more than 100 years after they were painted in the trenches of the Western Front.
Sancho Berg